How important will be the so-called Illinois hearsay law? Well, it'll be hugely important when it comes to the case against disgraced former Bolingbrook Police Sergeant Drew Peterson. Hearings are going on actually this week about just that. According to an article on FoxNews.com, the Illinois legislature passed the hearsay law after authorities named Peterson a suspect in the 2007 disappearance of his fourth wife. Stacy Peterson is the fourth wife who has disappeared and is presumed to be dead. They then exhumed the body of Kathleen Savio and reopened the investigation into her 2004 death. Though the bill's sponsors were careful never to link the law publicly to Peterson, it has been referred to as Drew's Law, and his attorneys have long suggested it was passed to put Peterson behind bars. Well, neither side has talked much about the evidence in the case from the day Peterson was arrested. Will County State's Attorney James Glasgow has made it clear that allowing Savio to tell jurors why Peterson wanted her dead is crucial to that case. In essence, what you're basically allowing the victim of a violent crime to do is to testify from the grave. Glasgow, who pushed for the passage of the bill, told reporters in May shortly after Peterson was arrested, that was it, that he wanted Kathleen Savio to be allowed to testify from the grave. How important is that for victims? We'll have to see. The list of witnesses remains under seal, but Savio's niece, Melissa Doman, said her mother, Anna Doman, is among those who have been called to testify. It would be about things my aunt, Kitty Savio, told my mom, she said, about how she was afraid for her life. She was afraid of Drew, Melissa Doman said, adding that she has not been called to testify. Also expected to testify are other members of Savio's family, including her sister, Susan. It will be interesting to see what happens. Many defense attorneys say that this hearsay law is just that. It's hearsay. It shouldn't be allowed in court. Many victims' rights advocates, including yours truly, think that it should be. It will be interesting, and it will be a big determining factor when it comes to the case against Drew Peterson. Only time will tell, and I think only Drew knows what really happened. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.